While thousands of seasonal workers are now to be allowed in to work in the horticulture industry, some farms will still be short of workers due to border restrictions. But robots are making life easier for some, including one Manawatu dairy farm. Country Life producer Sally Round reports.
Amy and Greg Gemmell have a herd of 200 cows, which wander in to be milked whenever they like.
They'll come in when they're ready. Yep, we don't need to push them in or be behind them or anything. They'll come in when they're happy to come in.
The Gemmells installed their Lely automated milking system 4 years ago, the first in the Lower North Island. Now there are several in the neighbourhood and a couple of dozen around the country. They did a retrofit to their old herringbone shed, which now has three shiny machines doing the work.
The cow's gone into the robot box and the brushes have gone underneath her to clean her each teat individually. Now the laser is checking out her udder and each individual cup is going on to her teats.
Amy Gemmell says the cows even have a favourite robot.
Once the robot arm starts moving, they know that it's just about to reopen and they'll start jostling to be in the front to get in next.
The robot reads the cow's personal data from a gadget around her neck. If she's not due for milking, it sends her off to a fresh paddock through a system of automated gates.
We've got to spend a bit of time bringing them in as heifers, getting them used to it. But our last heifer that we trained a month or so ago, by her second day, she was coming in by herself, cups on, and walking to the paddock without any interference from us.
Greg Gemmell says milk production went up 20% in the first year.
The operation runs a lot better without humans here. I come around to do a breakdown in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they want to know what I'm doing here. You know, they know I'm not supposed to be here.
Robotic dairy farms are still a novelty in New Zealand, unlike overseas, where it's not unusual to find hundreds of cows milked and housed in fully automated barns.
Often when we have the tours, a lot of people are older, and they've milked cows by hand, obviously, and sat on stools. And when they walk out of here, they're just there. You can just see the glimmer in their eyes and their mouths are wide open.
The Gemmells say the $1 million robotic revamp has also revamped their life.
It's changed it hugely. So Greg's at home at breakfast time now with the children and helping get ready for school. You know, sometimes he'll come out onto the farm at 9, whereas he's always in the past been up and gone at 5.
Amy Gemmell says giving the cows a little more control over their milking has improved life for them too. And you can find out how on Country Life tonight after 9 and tomorrow morning after 7. For Morning Report, call Sally Round, Dear Lane.